Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition. With Senior Assistant Deputy Minister Joe Wild, Crown Indigenous Relations and Northern Affairs Canada.
Hi, my name is Joe Wild, and I'm the Senior Assistant Deputy Minister at Crown Indigenous Relations and Northern Affairs. So my role in the department is to oversee a team of just over 350 people who are responsible for doing all of the work in supporting the development of policies to implement and respect Section 35, the Constitution Act of 1982. So in addition to the work related to the development and implementation of policies to further that particular section of the Constitution, our work involves representing Canada at over 150 negotiation tables that are from coast to coast to coast. Those tables represent over 500 Indigenous communities with about a million Indigenous people represented. So at those tables, we negotiate instruments such as treaties, self-government agreements, and other constructive arrangements that further the relationship that Canada has with Indigenous peoples.
New approaches to treaty making.
From 1975 until 2015, the treaties are really about addressing certainty. And what certainty meant to Canada was that rather than having a kind of unknown set of Indigenous rights, instead the rights would be delineated and fully described in a treaty agreement. And what wasn't delineated and fully described in that agreement would be extinguished. If you, again, look at those treaties, you will see that there are provisions in there that talk about cede, release, and surrender. And that certainty that was being exchanged, worked for many. But for many, many others, it did not. And I think when we think about where we're going with treaties, a large part of that work has been about trying to address a fundamentally different way of thinking about the relationship. And at its core, that is about trying to find a way forward that helps us to decolonize the relationship. A big part of what we're trying to do through our current policies and the changes that we've been bringing since 2015 has been about the idea that we need treaty making to reflect the idea that we're not in a colonial relationship and that we need to address that legacy and how do we move forward. Treaties should never be thought of as a final form of agreement, never to be altered, never to be reformed, never to be amended. So instead of thinking about treaty as being a full and final agreement, it is about seeing it as establishing safeguards around how we will relate to each other, but importantly doing so in a way that ensures that it will support the notion that our relationship will evolve over time, that we will have different ways of relating to each other, that as we learn from each other, our ways of governing may also adapt. And so we need a treaty that is also adaptable. We think that treaties can have all kinds of different forms to them. It doesn't have to be a single comprehensive agreement that addresses every aspect of the relationship. Treaties can evolve over time, and they have built-in specific governance mechanisms to ensure that we can have conversations about how that treaty should evolve over time. It also doesn't require anyone to have defined fully their rights forever, and the things that aren't addressed in the treaty don't get extinguished, but they continue to exist. But when the time comes to implement those rights, it's important that we have a mechanism where we can sit down at a table and talk through what that implementation will mean.
The collaborative process.
An example of how the Government of Canada wishes to work differently with Indigenous peoples, in particular when we talk about things like policies that are important to the lives of Indigenous peoples, is the work that we did recently on what we call the Collaborative Fiscal Policy for Self-Governing Indigenous Governments. I think it has stood as a model of how you can take concepts like citizen-centric design, how you can take concepts around some of the newest ways in thinking about public policy innovation and really applying them in a real life context in a room with 25 self-governing indigenous governments on the most contentious part of our relationship, which is the fiscal part of it, and actually arrive at something that everybody walked away from feeling was fair, was equitable, and was appropriate. So I encourage all of you that are listening to these videos to reflect on that, reflect on the fact that, you know, I think we are in a new era of treaty making, on the fact that we're in a new era of policy making, that the government of Canada is doing what it can to transform itself. It's not going fast enough, but we're going to continue to do that hard work, and we look forward to welcoming any of you that want to participate in any of that work.